Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Alcordi, and welcome to Public Advocates. My guest today is Norma Erickson of ThingVax.org. I hope that everybody is in a good mood for the new year, but we have some very serious issue to speak of here today, so let me pick her right up. Hello, Norma. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Sally?
Oh, I'm fine. This is very upsetting, this Gardasil 9. Feel free to just let her rip, as it were, and let people know what's going on and what they can do, possibly.
Oh, what they can do is do their research. First of all, Gardasil 9 was approved on December 10th. By the FDA after deciding to not even consult the Vaccines and Biological Blood Products Related Advisory Committee. Now, this committee is there to analyze the application that Merck has submitted and ask questions, raise points that may be of concern, and the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they did not need this committee's advice and approved Gardasil 9 anyway. Gardasil 9 has some...
Who's the director of Merck? Who's the director of Merck?
The director of Merck. Okay. I really don't know. I can't bring his name to mind.
Oh, it's a man. Okay. I don't know where Julie Gerberding went to work after she left the CDC. I didn't know if it was Merck. I know it's some
vaccine manufacturer. Oh, yes, she went to work for Merck. Yes, she went to work for Merck as she's head of their vaccines division, but she's not the head of the entire company. So, yes, she is involved in this.
She's right up there, if not far exceeding anything Offit has ever done, even. You know, you got to give her kudos for really being where you should be ashamed to be. Okay, so who's in charge of the FDA?
The FDA has recently had a new head appointed. Technically, it's the head of the FDA is supervised by Health and Human Services. So the person in charge of Health and Human Services is actually in charge of the FDA, but theoretically Congress is in charge of them. So basically there's a whole lot of Indians, a whole lot of chiefs, and nobody really knows who does what when.
How convenient.
It's a real easy way to shift the blame when something goes wrong.
Well, I'm thinking, there should be shame in their name. Maybe we'll call them shame vax. You'll be sane vax, they'll be shame vax.
Okay, that sounds good. But back to this Gardasil 9. Gardasil is one of over 80 vaccines approved in the United States for direct use. And the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, is a database of all adverse events that are reported. And we'll get into the number of reported later. But this one vaccine, Gardasil, and the other one, Cervarix, and soon to be Gardasil 9, accounts for 25% of the entire database, despite the fact that it's only been on the market for 6 years. And the database was instituted in the 90s. So we're talking 25 years of database, and one vaccine accounts for a quarter of it.
Now, the Gardasil 9, I know I read that it has twice the amount of aluminum of the other.
More than twice the amount. More than twice the amount.
Does the 9 stand for the number of strains? virus strain
yes,
within it? What is the Oh, my Lord.
That is the number of viral L1 protein strains that are in Gardasil 9.
Well, we should be killing as many young people because probably they're giving this to the boys as well, not just the girls. Am I right?
Well, they're not giving it to anyone yet except for those that are enrolled in clinical trials. It has not been approved for marketing. I mean, it's been approved for marketing by the FDA, but from the FDA, it goes to the CDC for them to make their recommendation.
Excuse me. We're in clover now, huh?
Yeah, the CDC's never met a vaccine they didn't like. But the CDC will make their recommendation, and once that is done, then we'll begin the intense lobbying to get it included on the vaccine schedule for all of the states, and then they will begin to lobby for, they probably already are lobbying, but once the CDC gives their recommendation, then formal marketing and administration can begin. So anytime now.
Okay. This is 2015, and I have, you know, been trying to ban vaccines since 2009. I put a deadline on it in 2013 because we knew the intent. We didn't just know the ingredients and the diseases resulting. We knew the intent. And now, of course, the legislators, I found, knew everything I knew. And but we're going back to Washington this year for a vaccine-free 2015. And we're going to meet with them this time and not try to educate them. We're going to say, we know, you know, it's 100% poison. It creates all diseases in internal medicine, and the intent is to do this. We are saying to you, as our representative, to have as much courage as the children who are being forced to take these vaccines have. Will you have as much courage to stand against all of them with 395 in the pipeline? We can't take this one shot at a time. Will you have the courage that these children are forced to endure to stand against this? We really, this is it. This is it, and I think this vaccine all by itself could be the poster child for why this has to happen.
Absolutely. Merck, in their infinite wisdom, this time I feel really messed up as far as their bottom line goes, because they actually printed in their package insert the percentage of serious adverse events that are to be expected after Gardasil and Gardasil 9. And it's appalling. For every 100,000 people that get Gardasil 9, you're going to expect 2.3% serious adverse events. Now, this is not fever, swelling, pain at the injection site. This is serious adverse events. 2.3% translates into 2,300 serious adverse events for every 100,000 recipients. Now, and that, Sally, is to avoid 7 diagnoses of cervical cancer that would have been caught by pap smears. What are they thinking?
Well, you're very kind to even consider stupidity. That's not even on the table for me. It's malfeasance. Absolutely.
Oh, I understand.
It is betrayal of the public trust. Yeah, look, it's just a flat-out crime. I'm calling it torture. I'm calling it the poisoning of our children. This is what they're doing. So this cannot be allowed to continue, not in the Gardasil shot, not in the flu shot, not in anything. This is it. It's the end of the line. We don't care about them. We care about our children.
Absolutely.
And if our voices cannot be heard, these are corporations. The CDC is a corporation. The FDA is a corporation. I'm assuming the HHS is a corporation.
Very well could be. I mean, the CDC and the FDA, well, the FDA is paid primarily by the user fees. So their employer is Merck, not us.
Wow. Well, the root of the problem here is, I do believe, if you, you know, turn to the justice system and the justice system fails you, as it has every child in the world at this point. But nonetheless, the Supreme Court upheld that the manufacturers could not be liable, the root of all evil. If you, you know, you turn to the justice system and they fail you, that's your last line of defense. And they have failed us at the get-go. They said to us right up front, they will not be liable. You'll have to beg us and word things appropriately, and we'll have two people reviewing millions of cases. And that's what you're stuck with.
Yeah.
You're stuck with
and in
injuries,
the meantime,
no compensation, while these criminals are killing our children. How many children have died from Gardasil thus far that you know of?
That we know of. The stats just came out again. And there are 215 that we know of it from the VAERS reports. Now, we do have to say that that doesn't prove cause, but there are several scientists that have put forth biologically plausible mechanisms of action whereby this vaccine could be causing death. And that 214 is an estimated 1 to 10% of the real picture. So you're talking somewhere between 2,000 and 20,000 in the United States.
Right. And that's just death. I know Frieda Barrel has put me together with several mothers of vaccines, Gardasil vaccine injured children. One of them was the result of just one shot of the three, just the first. These interviews have left me speechless, and I am never speechless. But the level of suffering, the remarkable adverse reactions that are hair-raising have left me speechless. This is unbelievable how we are persecuting these children and their families, because you don't ever hurt a child that you're not hurting at least the mother too.
Oh, the mother, the father, the brothers, the sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, the school where they used to attend when they were healthy loses their academic stature. The society loses any career they may have had. We're losing hundreds of thousands of once productive individuals that may or may not ever be the same again. It does leave you speechless. And it's not just, I was reading a newspaper article yesterday out of Cambodia where 200 girls were injured, and it was fobbed off to mass hysteria, just like what they're trying to do in Colombia. There's over 1,000 affected in Colombia, and Merck representatives are down there trying to convince the doctors that it's all mass hysteria.
Well, this is something that's happening right here as well. It seems that the latest person in the doctor's office, they have a group of doctors, okay? The latest person is a psychiatrist or a some kind of a therapist, or what do you call it? Psychiatry is not, if it's not an MD, it's a
psychologist.
I don't know, psychotherapist, whatever. That's the latest person in the group of doctors. And if you don't want the Gardasil vaccine, that person comes to talk to you. If you've had an adverse reaction to the Gardasil vaccine, that person comes to diagnose you with something completely different. So there's somebody on staff, it appears, to thwart everything and to probably get your child on top of it on psychotropic drugs.
Oh, absolutely. In the United States, it's mass conversion. In some countries, conversion disorder is the catchphrase used in the United States. In Europe, they use conversion disorder, mass hysteria, or Munchausen by proxy. We've had cases of girls admitted to mental institutions. Their mothers have been admitted to mental institutions because they're causing their girls to be sick. It's insanity on a level that is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, I know one of the girls I interviewed was saying that they went as far as accusing a father who she had visited with raping her, and that causing her to have a mental breakdown. And, you know, the grandfather was basically put on trial.
It
could not have been more unbelievable of how this is how far they will go, is put an old man on trial for raping his granddaughter because she's having a reaction to the Gardasil vaccine.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And I know the case that you're talking about. It's absolutely impossible that that could have been the case. That is, there's just no way.
Well, I'm sure it does wonders for family relations on top of it all, but, this is really, I don't know, we have to get rid of all of these vaccines. They're all poison, and this is an exceptional level of poison, this Gardasil 9, possibly unheard of. I mean, I've heard of a hexavalent vaccine. This has got 9 strains. I remember writing to the Queen of England and to the Parliament to stop the hexavalent vaccine in one-year-olds. It was going to be mandatory for all one-year-olds. And at that time, I thought that's the worst they could do. And, you know, quite frankly, a one-year-old, now you're pushing, oh, Lord. I just came from a press conference a couple of days ago on the steps of City Hall trying to stop the mandated flu shot for the 6-month to 5-year-olds to attend daycare through preschool, which the CDC has come out and said it doesn't work. Didn't mean anything. The fact that it didn't work, and I wrote immediately to the mayor and I said, you know, hey, this is a great way to bow out gracefully. You know, hey, the CDC themselves has said it doesn't work. But I knew when they said it that what they were saying is that didn't work, take another one, because we missed all the strains that we claimed would have been this year's flu. So now take this other one. So I get home. I did get to address the mayor. I did get to hand him our petition. And I did get to address mainstream media. They were there in force. I had lots of interviews, including with the Times. I have no idea if any of them reported it. But they were all there. But I came home, Norma, and it was like a nightmare. I turn on the television, and there they are. Instead of a commercial for vaccines, they have a health report. And the health report, which is about a 20-minute health report, this is a 20-minute commercial for vaccines, okay, is saying that if you have a one-year-old, you should give them definitely, if you are pregnant, you have a one-year-old or under, or if you're elderly, you must take the vaccine, and a one-year-old and under should take 2 shots. So, I mean,
oh my God.
For me to come home hoping the mayor will veto this mandate by midnight the next day, and to see this 20-minute commercial under the guise of a news report, I thought I was going to pass out. I went from elated with the possibility, knowing I'd gotten it in his hand, knowing I addressed him personally, knowing I, you know, none of that. All of that went flushed down the toilet when I turned on the TV. And this is how sinister.
Yeah, it's crazy, Sally.
You're not going to believe this. They're saying, and if you don't want to get it to protect your child, at least get it to protect grandma. grandma is so susceptible to these petri dish children, you must do it to protect grandma. So now you've got grandma going, I hope you're going to do that to the baby, because what, do you want to get me sick? You know, I mean, seriously, the whole thing is, oh.
It's crazy. Grandma probably has enough natural immunity built up for the flus that she's been exposed to over her 80 years of existence that she doesn't even need it. But, you know, I...
Well, they're telling them in the nursing homes with the flu shots. Someone just interviewed someone who said they heard 15 people in a nursing home died after a flu shot. So, and they give a super powerful one to the elderly, which is such a great idea. This whole program, but the Gardasil 9, boy, it sounds like this one takes the cake.
Yeah, and that's only half of the story that I've given you so far, Sally. In addition to the serious adverse events that they recorded at 2.3%, they kept track of, and I'm going to have to quote this short phrase, it is symptoms indicative of potential autoimmune disorders. Okay? The rate there was 2.4% for Gardasil 9 and 3.3% for Gardasil. So in addition to the 2,400 serious adverse reactions that they're expecting from Gardasil 9, there will also be 2,400 potential autoimmune disorders. Now, autoimmune disorders can attack any place in your body. It can be your brain, your heart, your liver, your bones, rheumatoid arthritis, paralysis, mental problems, brain fog. There's over 80 autoimmune disorders listed currently. So, potential disorders.
One of the girls I interviewed who had only one shot of the Gardasil, she said, well, my daughter has migraine headaches. I said, how often? She said, constantly for 4 years. I said, well, thank you very much for calling the program. Because that, quite frankly, would have been enough. But no, of course, there was more than that. But autoimmune disorders, as you say, leaves the door wide open for anything. And she's saying that this is the problem. Her daughter was suffering from things are coming out of left field because she has no immunity. She is just absolutely being attacked by everything.
Yeah.
One shot of Gardasil.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem, is it varies so much from person to person, because every single person on the planet has a different genetic background and a different current toxic exposure. We've got aluminum in our environment. We've got bisphenols, and we're exposed to all kinds of toxins, and everybody's body reacts differently. So you're at a certain threshold when you get the Gardasil vaccine or the Gardasil 9 or Cervarix or any other vaccine. If your threshold is higher than your sister's, then you're more likely to suffer a severe adverse reaction than your sister. If you've been reasonably healthy, it may take longer for you to react. But aluminum, for instance, is cumulative. It builds up in your body. So if you've had 15 shots with aluminum in them, and then you take Gardasil 9 that's got 500 micrograms of aluminum in each injection, if you take the whole series within a six-month period, you've got 1,500 micrograms of aluminum in addition to whatever aluminum you had before. It's playing Russian roulette with every single shot. You don't know. The doctors don't know. The scientists are just beginning to find out how dangerous aluminum, for one, is.
Well, are you ready to march on Washington in April? I'm planning on going there in April. And, you know, I just, I've done this a couple of years ago, and we wound up basically doing a mass lobbying. But I think it's time to march. I think it's time to actually do it, you know. What is more important than children? Children don't vote, of course. I always stress that. But their parents do. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The ones who have got the disabled children can't just get out to the polls like everyone else. You know, you talk to a Gardasil mother and, excuse me, got to go. They call you back. I'm sorry, but my child just had a seizure. They don't have time off for good behavior or anything else.
No, these parents, many of them are sentenced to 24/7 for heaven knows how many years. Now, some of the girls are getting better, but it is a long, drawn-out process, and it depends on so many different things that it's hard to recover from these injuries. I can't begin to express how painful it is to talk to a parent that has been locked in their home for the last 3 years, that is in danger of losing their home because their medical bills are so high. I talked to one family who, in a six-month period, racked up $1.3 million worth of medical bills after Gardasil injections. Now,
well, they're working.
I don't know.
Obviously, they're working, right? $1.3 million for the medical industrial complex? That, what a great investment.
Yeah.
My God. And also, your insurance, even if that her insurance covered part of it, your insurance doesn't cover anything that you actually need to improve. This is what I have found. With the exception of possible a few therapies, a few visits to a therapist, it really doesn't cover anything you're going to need to regain any level of health, you know? It only makes you sicker. And these seizures are definitely being driven as well by the medication the children are being put on post-Gardasil.
Yeah. It's
what are the known reactions, or what are the ones they're willing to admit to on the Gardasil 9 insert or information they've given in terms of adverse reactions? What do they state?
Oh, autoimmune disorders. They've got death listed. It depends on which country you look at the package insert. Japan forced them to put ADEM and neurological disorders on the package insert. The United States did not.
So it's the same product with different adverse reactions listed.
Yes.
Oh, brother.
They do exactly what they're required to do by law and nothing more.
Mm-hmm. Well, now...
And, of course, they have a substantial lobby to get the proper laws in place for them.
Now, can they be sued if they don't list a known adverse reaction? Does that leave the door open for a lawsuit?
I'm not an attorney. I don't know. I would think that logically, with any sort of justice system at all, they would be liable if they had not disclosed a known reaction. But vaccines fall under a different category than other medications. For instance, with Vioxx, Merck was held liable because they did hide known adverse reactions. Vaccines fall into a different category. It's very hard to get them in the court system, period. The laws vary from state to state. In some states it's easier, in some states it's almost impossible. And like you said, the Supreme Court said that they're not liable. Surely crimes against humanity could be prosecuted.
Right. Well, vaccines violate every tenet of the Nuremberg Code. I've read the Nuremberg Code. I don't know if you have, but I'm telling
you. Yes, I have.
What about that does not pertain to vaccines? And quite frankly, in Nuremberg, they used the prisoners to experiment with vaccines on. This is why it was written. It was written because of vaccines.
Yeah, and quite frankly, they're doing that in the United States also.
Right. Yeah, I understand that the U.S. never signed the Nuremberg Code. Isn't that interesting?
Yikes. What's going on here?
We're better than everybody. We are capable of policing ourselves or not.
Sally?
Yes, dear?
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Are you okay, Norma? Well, we're standing by for Norma Erickson of FameVax.org. Yes, hi, dear. Do you hear me? Norma?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
You don't know what is?
Did you not just get a huge commercial?
No, I didn't.
This is really weird. On my end of the line, I just got a huge, very, very loud commercial about some sort of movie coming out.
Huh.
That was the most bizarre thing that I've ever had happen on a Skype conference.
Yes, I didn't hear that at all, and I won't know until we play back the show if it aired on the show itself.
Wow. I couldn't shut it off. I tried everything I possibly could to shut it off, and nothing would turn it off. I just had to wait until it was over.
Well, I'm glad that's all it was. I really wasn't sure by your reaction what was going on. But we do have a significant amount of time left here. We have 12 minutes. So what were we talking about? We were talking about adverse reactions listed on the insert in different countries, what is or is not, has the potential to be used against the drug companies who are hurting our children, and basically surmising that if it's a vaccine, it's not something that can be addressed, and that the Nuremberg Code we did not sign, yet every tenet of it pertains to vaccine.
Yes, and quite frankly, you mentioned the fact that they were experimenting on prisoners to get the Nuremberg Code instituted in the beginning. I have actually read articles where they targeted juvenile delinquents being incarcerated for Gardasil experiments in the United States.
Well, once they've got you, they've got you, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
One of the reasons I tell people, crazy as it sounds, and people are like, oh, going to jail, that's the worst thing. I said, no, that's not actually the worst thing. The worst thing is the experiments that will be conducted on you once you're there. You don't have to be in a jail. You can be in an institution of a different ilk, let's say a mental institution, and experiments will be conducted on you. And nobody needs to sign off on it. No permissions are required. You're literally just have become a test subject. It is really sick. So when I hear, people are protesting and like, I hope you don't wind up in jail because I am afraid of what they will do to you in jail.
Yeah. And, the whole HPV vaccine paradigm is insane to begin with, because even the World Health Organization put out this nice, lovely pyramid chart that showed of all of the people in the world exposed to any high-risk HPV strain, only 0.15% will ever develop cervical cancer. Now, what they're saying there is 99.8% of all HPV infections don't cause a problem. Yet we're going to vaccinate the world against HPV to eradicate cervical cancer.
Yes.
When there's already a safe and proven effective method out there. And in some countries, they go even farther than the pap smear. That's way easy. They spray the cervix with a vinegar solution, shows up the abnormal cells, and they can be taken care of immediately. But I guess you can't patent vinegar, huh?
Hi, Norma. I'm sorry. I was coughing. I'll tell you, fighting this fight has really taken me down. It has. My health is compromised, and I feel that it is directly related to the stress of this perpetually uphill battle, one shot at a time. You know, and I keep telling people there really are 395 vaccines in development. We cannot take this one vaccine at a time. We really have to go at it full on, full force to stop the poisoning of our children. I was reading about, you know, a lot of people are out in force against racism. And I keep saying to these same people, okay, you're saying that black people are being targeted. Well, would you like to know how they're really being targeted? 3.4 times the number of black boys will get autism from the MMR vaccine. That's how they're really being targeted. You want to talk about torture. Torture's a big thing. Well, how about sticking dozens of needles into the tiniest babies? Doesn't that sound like torture to you?
Yeah, babies whose immune systems aren't even fully functional till they're 2 years old.
Well, regardless, just sticking them with needles.
Yeah.
Sticking them with dozens of needles. That's all by itself, let alone what's in the needles. So I'm just saying, if you're focused on racism or torture and you're willing to get out of the streets, believe me, vaccines should be at the top of your list of atrocities.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
And of course, the anti-war activists, I've been after them forever. I used to cover with my camera the anti-war movement. All of these were grandmothers, Grannies Against the War, Granny Peace Brigade, a whole different groups of grandmothers against war. And, of course, Mother's Day was created, basically to tell the president we want our boys home. That's really what Mother's Day was about. It was a movement for peace and bringing their boys home. But I reach out to these people. I said there's a silent war that is far more devastating than any bomb. Or any many bombs, and it's going on behind closed doors. It's being administered with a pat and a smile, and you'll never see something explode except from the inside where you can't see it, and you'll never see blood except the blood racing around in their brain, and the brain swelling. But it's not apparent. It's not an apparent war. It is far more devastating a war than the ones which are. And I just want to give you one statistic. And that is when I was in Pakistan 8 years ago at this point, 10,000 children died after a polio vaccine campaign by Gavi, Bill Gates, okay? And, of course, the statistics on that didn't come out until years later. The death tolls, I was understanding from Christina England, she was getting the 2011 mortality rate. I'm like, we're in 2015, you must be kidding me. I mean, we're going to wipe out all the toddlers in New York if it takes 4 years to bring out the statistics, you know?
Yeah.
So, right. that's a very big problem, too. So, but nonetheless, I wrote to an anti-war activist. You were talking about drones. I said, how many people have been killed in drones in Pakistan? There are 3,621 since 2007, 200 of them were children. And so I wrote to all of the peace activists. I said, look at this statistic. What's going on with drones in Pakistan? You're all against it. Me too. And there are allies, for crying out loud, of course. So I said, but in 1 year, in one vaccine campaign, 10,000 children dead.
Yeah. And in India, 47,000 left with acute flaccid paralysis after polio vaccinations just a couple of years ago. 47,000.
Right. Well, the thing, see, now this is why I became interested, because I heard that people and parents in Pakistan, they weren't calling them parents, they were calling them Taliban. You're a concerned parent, you must be a Taliban in Pakistan, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were shooting UN workers, and I thought, why? If all that paralysis escalated like mad in India, where they changed the name and eradicated it, they changed it to flaccid paralysis and eradicated polio. It was like a magician's trick. And but so I was wondering why that was, and then I heard about this 10,000 dead, and I'm like, oh, that's why. So yeah, it doesn't sound like Taliban unless that's the new word for concerned parent.
They change the terminology whenever it's convenient, whenever they need to. Vaccine, the definition of vaccine was redone so that Gardasil would fit it. Because when Gardasil was approved, it did not fit the definition of a vaccine. So the FDA changed the definition.
Well, bioethics is the new word for eugenics. Do you realize that?
Yeah. Yes,
and
I do.
Because I remember when they were evaluating the anthrax to be tested, the anthrax vaccine to be tested on children, it was being reviewed by the bioethics committee. I'm like, really? Bioethics of all things? You know, I mean, they should say no, close the book, and get on to the next issue. No, no, they approved that. They approved that. And patted them. So the only thing they were concerned was, how can we deflect the blame from ourselves? It was an entire session, I thought, on the tube. It was all about how they can deflect the blame from themselves. Had not a shred of, they never even brought up the word anthrax till the very 11th hour. I wasn't even sure I was watching the right conference, you know? So this is how bad it is. All people care about is, we know we're going to screw these kids. The question is, how are we going to cover our own, you know, how are we going to protect ourselves? It was all about how to protect themselves. It was a disgrace.
Yeah. I've read minutes of meetings from hundreds of similar meetings. Well, in Israel, they flew in an expert that told them before the approval of HPV vaccines in Israel that a lot of adverse events would happen after, and they had to anticipate that, and they had to know that it was mass hysteria.
Wow. Well, I've had enough. I'm sure you've had enough. We really just... I'm taking it to Washington again, and I have to tell you, they tried to kill me when I was there. This is not a great advertisement to get people to go to Washington. It is the ultimate police state. I used to live there and visit it every year, but just recently it has become this incredible police state. When so they attack you with electromagnetic kind of energy. They target your heart. It's something Eustace Mullins referred to as the Washington heart attack. But, you know, we are going there to ask them to be brave. I'm brave to go back. This is astonishing. I lived through the last time. But we must confront this atrocity of what is being perpetrated on our children immediately. We don't have time. Closing words, Norma Erickson, please, of SaneVax.org.
Closing words, please. If you make a choice to use Gardasil, Gardasil 9, any other HPV vaccine, make it an informed choice. Do your research first. The life you save could be your own child's.